Bunta wanders from the truth without realizing what he's doing. He doesn't realize that he's a liar. He's very indignant if his word is doubted. Very indignant indeed. The other fellows call them fibs or crammers, but it's understood that Bunta is not conscious of being a liar or of being a young rascal. He thinks he's a very fine fellow. In fact, he thinks that he's really the only decent fellow at Greyfriars and all the rest are more or less beasts. Bunter is a combination of three persons. His circumference was borrowed from an editor. He overflowed the arms of his armchair, and how he ever got into that chair and out again, I never knew. But his circumference struck me very strongly, and I handed it on to Bunter. One was a relative of mine who used to peer at me through his spectacles like an owl. That's where he got his specs. And another was another relative who was always expecting a check which never arrived and in the meanwhile was really anxious to borrow a pound. That became Bunter's postal order. When Bunter rolled casually off the typewriter in 1908, I couldn't foresee he'd still be talked about in 1961. Never crossed my mind for a moment. What I should do without him, I really don't know. Sometimes I can hardly believe that there really isn't a boy named Bunter. It's hard to believe that he doesn't exist.